You've probably heard of Kickstarter, the crowdfunding website that lets entrepreneurs and artists raise money from total strangers. People post a video explaining their project and then ask for money. We're going to hear the music of Amanda Palmer. What you see in her video is her holding signs saying, "Fund me." Indie singer Amanda Palmer raised more than $600,000 with her most recent Kickstarter campaign. That'll enable her to record an album and go on tour without a major label. In the coming days, we're going to talk to Tom Rush, who's hoping to kickstart a big anniversary concert down the road. But the most successful Kickstarter campaign so far has been the Pebble Watch. It's a digital watch that syncs with your smartphone so you can read emails and texts on your wrists and control your music and other apps on your phone through your watch. If you want in on this company, though, you're out of luck. They just pulled the Kickstarter campaign after raising more than $10 million. That's right, $10 million from complete strangers who will not get any money back in interest for their investment. They will get a watch. 25-year-old Eric Mijakovsky is the founder of Pebble Watch. He joins us from Palo Alto, California. Eric, congratulations.
Thanks very much.
Remind us how this works, because when you go on Kickstarter with these projects, you have a set amount of time. It's not unlimited. And we mentioned people kick in, and they're not investors. They're usually getting something in return. So what was your original goal?
Our original goal was to raise about $100,000 over 1 month. And within 2 hours, we'd raised $100,000.
And are these just people who are contributing to get a watch in return? You know, what? How did you set up your deal, so to speak?
We structured our Kickstarter so that the first 200 people to pledge to support us would receive a watch in exchange for about $99, which we thought was great, but then that soon filled up and people started paying $115 for a watch.
We know you built a prototype for this watch while still in school, but what happened? Could you not get venture capitalists?
So we had a few angel investors sign on board, and from there we kept working hard on our product. We got feedback from early users. But when we had Pebble fully designed, we went out and attempted to raise capital from venture capitalists, and we just were unable to get any hard yeses. So we decided to take the project to the crowd using Kickstarter.
And we should say this, they're not investing in an idea. You just said there's a watch out there. It works. It's almost, again, I always refer to the brooms in the Mickey Mouse scene in Fantasia, you know, as the brooms keep splitting. As you're seeing this, are you starting to think, wait a minute, so many people are investing and expecting a watch back. We have to make these watches.
So luckily, we had a couple different plans. We actually had an option to go to a contract manufacturer overseas that is able to manufacture a lot more watches.
And as we said, there's a time frame on Kickstarter where you have to stop. If you don't raise the money you need, you have to give it back. You had the opposite problem. You're raising almost too much money, and so you had to pull the plug yourself?
Yeah, that was one of the decisions. It was a pretty hard decision that we made last week. But we knew that our Kickstarter backers, over 60,000 people that have supported us so far, those were our prime objectives. So over the next 4 months, we're going to be working practically 24/7 to make those people as happy as possible with their Pebble when they get it. And one of the things that we had to do to make them as happy was actually stop taking more orders right now and focus on the people that we have.
So to date, over 1.75 million people have given more than $185 million to 20,000 projects on Kickstarter. You, of course, have raised the most money. Do you think this is shattering the venture capital model, you know, the idea of having to go hat in hand to venture capitalists?
I would say that this model of using Kickstarter acts as a complement to the standard VC fundraising model. One of the cool things about Kickstarter is that it's not an equity financing round. It's really just early customers that you're gaining for your product or service.
That's Eric Mijakovsky, founder of the Pebble Watch. They raised a record-breaking $10 million on Kickstarter. By the way, Eric, is there a project on Kickstarter you'd invest in?
Oh, yeah. One of the really cool things about Kickstarter is you could actually see what each project creator has already invested in. I invested in this really cool case for an iPad. You put your iPad into this case, and it becomes an Etch-a-Sketch.
Oh.
And I just put $45 in for that this week.
Timely, too, for the election season. Eric.
Actually, that was one of the things that they talked about.
Eric, thanks so much, and best of luck to you.
Thanks very much.